hundreds of millions of dollars from providing aviation services in Europe.
They perhaps fear that something like this might happen.
We'll continue to look at it. Thank you, Jenny, for your theory. Jeff in Gippsland, good morning.
John, how are you?
I'm okay.
John, I'm ringing with a lot of support for Sue's phone call just a few minutes ago. I'm actually in the position where my son is struggled to get the care that he needed after a number of incidents over the last 2 weeks to take his own life through depression and a number of other circumstances. And my major concern is that after his last attempt 3 days ago, no bed could be found in the state of Victoria for him to receive the care that he needed. And after finding my son in a pool of blood on the front doorstep for the third occasion, the only options that mental health were able to provide me with were take him up to the local emergency ward where one of the mental health workers would sit with him for the night because they couldn't let him into a normal ward, put him into a motel where he'd be totally on his own, or sedate him. Now, as a compassionate father, my only option was to bring him back home. But after 2 weeks of constant stress, constant arguments and fighting over my son's perceived needs and how he felt it should be resolved, I'm a mental wreck myself. Like, it's the stress that is placed on families to cope with these types of situations that we have no expertise, no answers, and you need expert help and you just can't get it.
Jeff, sorry, you're telling us that your son's in the middle of an acute episode, a crisis where he's 3 times tried to violently take his own life and there's no bed anywhere for him.
Well, we were lucky enough to get a bed for him yesterday, but that was only after 3 days of searching and pressuring, and I must give my thanks to the local mental health practitioners for doing everything they could to find a place for him. But there was nothing there. There were no beds at all in Victoria, I was told the first night.
Do you believe that, or do you think they were just saying he's not sick enough?
No, look, I do believe it, because the compassion of the local practitioners has been fantastic.
So they weren't just fobbing you off?
No, definitely not. But to think that it took 3 days, and it was another 2 nights where I had to basically watch him 24 hours a day,
yes,
because you just didn't know what he was going to do next.
And Jeff, the issue at the moment is just to get him stable so that you can, over a period of time into the future, hope to treat his underlying illness.
Exactly. And what's of concern to me now is, whilst he's got a bed in hospital and he's receiving the care and help that he needs, part of the reason he got a bed is that reassessments were done on patients currently in hospital to see whether there was one that was suitable to be released,
discharged,
or sent on leave.
Yeah.
So what pressure has that put that family under?
Yep.
So that my son could have a place?
Yep.
And what happens, does this mean that my son, when the same sort of situation arises and there's this acute shortage of beds, is he going to be let out sooner than he really should be?
Sure.
And when he is let out, does that mean he just comes back to me and I go under the same sort of pressure and strain that I've been under for the last 2 weeks?
Well, you're not sure if you're even doing the right things with him too. Look, Jeff, I can't begin to think what it must be like for someone in your position, but at the same time, it's just not good enough that the facilities are not there. I'm not expecting there to be Rolls-Royce facilities sitting there idle waiting for people to just, you know, suddenly need them.
Great,
but it's the job of the health system to manage the needs of the community rather than just say, sorry, not there. That's just not good enough.
My concern goes a little bit further than that, in that since the incident on Monday, I've heard stories of there's to be a reduction of funding for mental health in Gippsland. I've heard stories of they're not taking as many patients as they're capable of taking because the hospitals involved are in deficit situations. They've overspent the budgets that have been allocated to them by the government.
Yep.
Therefore, they're only taking absolute extreme cases.
Yep.
Where does that leave other families
that
follow us?
Look, Jeff, we will follow through on some of the things you've raised. We've got lots of people wanting to talk not only about mental illness, but also about credit card issues too. Look, I'm very, very grateful to you for calling and giving us a first-hand account of something that's obviously terribly fresh in your family's experience and in your mind. And, look, I just have to ask, how's your son now?
Well, when I took him up to hospital yesterday, he was fairly nervous about the whole thing, even though he'd been in the ward on a previous occasion.
Yep.
The last word I had that he has settled down and is progressing satisfactorily, but he needs constant talking with people who can get to the seat of the problems.
Yep.
He's reluctant to talk to people that he knows. He would rather talk with people that he's never met before.
Right.
And he needs to talk with people that can delve a little bit deeper into
what's going
what he
on.
Perceives his problems are.
Sure, and that takes time. Jeff, thank you very, very much for your account of such a raw experience too. To Sue, to everyone who's called in, there's lots more people. We'll take more calls after the news headlines and the Stock Exchange report. Some issues here that are just vital for our community to get right, and I feel it's terribly trite even to say that. So more calls just in a moment after the news headlines. Plenty of other things to come too, but let's go back to the newsroom for the latest. Rowan Forster's got it for us. Thanks, Rowan.